four, oh gosh, three, two, one.
Hello.
Oh, are you the host? Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Childhood Confessions. My name is Michael Hasnauer, and I'm going to be your host of this episode and every episode that comes on here. Childhood Confessions is a podcast where I bring on the people that I like and who are my friends, who I like to hold hands with sometimes. And we bring on a new guest every day, every episode, and we discover their life throughout their childhood, and we get a confession out of the person, a childhood confession, and then we're gonna play a little game, and we have our adult Capri Suns today. We're currently drinking Shrek juice, I like to call, because it's nice and green, and then we are going to read from my childhood journal as well, too. So that's the plan, Stan. Today, I have a very special guest. She's very tall. She's got hair as long as her shoulders.
A little longer.
And her name is Tara Capel.
That's not true.
Tara Weiss, yep. In the flesh.
Hello, Michael.
Say hello to your fans.
Hello, Michael. Hello, fans.
Wow.
It's been a long time coming.
She is a big fan of the show.
I am.
She has listened to every episode.
Some of them twice. Anastasia, it's for you,
Anastasia,
girl.
Good episode, yeah, she says. One. So yeah, I'm really excited to have her on the show, just because she's like a weird girl, and I'm excited to understand where this weirdness came from. So I guess we're going to find that out today. So how I like to start each episode, as you probably know, is I just want to hear a little background of your childhood, where you grew up,
right.
How old you are, what are you?
Well, happy to be here, Mike.
Thanks for coming.
So, as you said, Tara Capels,
formerly,
now Weiss.
Before Kyle.
With one S.
Yes.
It's a common mistake.
Tara Weiss.
Yeah, one S.
I like Capels better.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Kyle.
Love you, Kyle.
Okay.
Kylie.
I am 32 years old, born and raised in Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
The 585.
Mm-hmm.
Technically in Greece, but went to Spence Port School District, so I just missed you.
Yep.
Just down the road.
We could have been Greasers together, but...
But go Rangers.
I didn't know who you were back in those days.
I know. Back it took a long time to meet you.
It did, but
what was it, like 16 years?
16 years old, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we eventually found our pathways together.
We did, yeah.
Yes.
So I have one brother.
Ooh.
He's 35.
Nice.
Lives in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Two kids.
What?
Yeah. So you didn't know that?
What the fuck did that happen?
The one was at my wedding. He walked down the aisle. Oh, my.
So sorry.
That's okay. My niece was just born in January.
Okay.
So you missed out on that
one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they've been out there for like 5 years. Fun fact, my parents met in Denver.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My dad's from Vermont. My mom's from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they were both like, well, it stinks out here. Let's go out to Denver. And then they met. And the funny story is we like to say that my dad was playing tennis and just saw my mom's license plate and hit a tennis ball over to near her and goes, I'm from Vermont. I see you're from Pennsylvania. But, like, my dad doesn't have an accent, and every single time we tell that story, it's with an accent.
So you made the story up?
No, it's a real story, just minus the accent. It's a real story.
Wait, this actually happened?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was like, I don't get the joke.
No.
Okay.
That actually happened. There was no joke there.
Wow. What a nice pickup.
Yeah.
They don't have those like those anymore.
No.
There's no good pickups like that anymore. No. It's like, oh, I saw you on the Tinder. Swiped left. I swiped left over in Pennsylvania. You can't say that.
No, you can't. You have to say, I'm from Vermont.
Vermont.
With an
That's
accent.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot. So, yeah, you are 32. You're my age. So I'm sure we had the same childhood as in, like, the things that we watched and listened and played. And, like, what were your hobbies?
Oh.
Oh.
you know, like a hobby as a child, like playing outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really have any like hobbies.
Did you play Ghost in the Graveyard?
Oh, we played Kick the Can, Jailbreak.
What? I don't know these. You didn't
play these? That one? No. There was basically a can, yeah, and you'd kick it, and one person would like have to go get the can and set it back up while everyone else was like running around, and they were responsible for like tagging everyone, and if you got tagged, you had to go into... Wait, no, that's Jailbreak.
Okay.
Oh, explaining the wrong one. Like, I don't remember what Kick the Can exactly was.
You sound like you're from like the West and the desert. I know.
Technically Greece.
I know.
Just right down the road from you.
That sounds like you're like kicking the can, like hitting the thing, mm-hmm, the hay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
there what was it is. There was farms behind our high school.
Huh.
Yeah, almost right behind the soccer field.
But yeah, you have very close neighborhood friends that you're still very good friends with.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Love you, Larkwood, Melwood.
Larkwood, Melwood.
Good kids.
What's Melwood?
That was the other street. They connected.
Okay.
That's okay.
Consider me.
You've been in the neighborhood.
I came
to multiple parties at my parents' house when they thought we were being good kids, mm-hmm, and they were just at the cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
I was fortunate to have a nice friend group, mm-hmm, that I grew up with in my neighborhood.
That's cool.
We're all still friends.
Mm-hmm.
All still very weird.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make fun of David all the time.
Yep, David Mansler.
Mm-hmm. Still do.
Yep.
I think he enjoys it, though.
I think so, too. I think he gets off on it.
Yeah.
Like, gets off
we used on to, it. Haley Schluter and I used to get off the bus, and David was at our bus stop, mm-hmm, and he would purposely stay there with us until he cried, until we made him cry, and then he would run back in his house. And Haley and I would be like, all right, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then just go home.
And just do it again, mm-hmm, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You played, you were an athlete of sorts.
I was.
You played the basketball,
mm-hmm,
with those long, how long have you had those long legs for?
Oh, like 10 years old.
10 years old. Fuck.
Yeah, when I was a kid, everyone used to come up to me and just stare and be like, you're so tall. I'd be like, yeah, bitch, I fucking know.
Yeah. Oh,
can I say that?
Yeah. Do you hear? You've listened to this podcast
before.
Sorry,
I just feel so professional right now.
Well, this is not a professional podcast, I'll have to tell you that.
Yeah.
As much as we look professional with our headphones and our microphones and our producer.
Yeah.
And our podcast dog.
Shrek.
Shrek.
Yeah, I've been this tall probably since I was, honestly, 10.
Those
took a little bit longer to come in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But it was good for basketball.
Yeah.
I actually scored my 1,000th point in high school against Greece Athena.
Did you know that?
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
It's embarrassing.
I didn't go my to high a school lot of also. Women's. Actually, I kind of did.
My high school was also the school that J Mac scored all his points against.
Oh, that was the game?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Our guys' team. Yeah.
G Mac, if you're listening, call in. Did you run the court? Did you run?
No, I had a game that night too. Because the guys and girls always played on the same night.
That seems unprofessional.
But then I remember going on like,
to schedule like that.
College visits.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, was your high school the one that J Mac scored all those points against?
And then I
was
you like, said, I'm J Mac. I just
caught fire. What was he? What did he say?
Hot like a pistol.
Hot like a pistol.
That's what it is. Yep. Yeah.
Good times. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for that one either.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I didn't go to a lot of sporting events.
No?
I kind of did, but kind of didn't as well.
Okay.
Unless, like, somebody I knew was playing.
Yeah, you were friends with a lot of the athletes.
The athletes. I wasn't an athlete,
no,
but I was friends with some athletes. Yeah.
Remember this past weekend, my friend asked if you played football?
Yep.
That was fun.
And I said,
I just sure laughed. Did. I like choked on my beer.
I was QB1, baby. That's cool.
You know, before every basketball game in college, I would listen to The Circle of Life by The Lion
by
King.
By Hakuna Matata. Nope.
Excuse me.
It's not by Hakuna Matata. It's by The Lion King. I've done that song a couple times in karaoke lately, and it's a crowd favorite, I think.
You're probably really good at it, too.
I am.
It just, like, settles you.
Yeah.
You know, makes you feel whole.
It's like, it starts very just, like, calm and, like, well, doesn't really start calm, and she's just screaming. But the middle's very calm, and then it's an explosion, and I can see how that could get you ready for the game.
Shrek,
be quiet.
Yeah. I would close my eyes and just, like, sit back.
Yeah.
And everyone would know not to talk to me.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Then, like, I usually wouldn't play.
Yeah.
Did you know that was composed by Elton John?
Yeah. He sang a version of it on the CD.
you said it was by Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
Was that song actually by Elton John? Really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for the Lion King.
I know that he like did some songs on the soundtrack. You know that I was in my truck the other day, driving my big F-150.
Because you have a work truck.
Because I have a work truck.
Manly man.
And the song Reflection by Mulan came on, and I just started crying. It's just such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't make them like that anymore.
Oh.
Like those 90s songs.
What time of day was it?
Probably like 11 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Going from like one client
driving,
to the next.
I was driving from Tonawanda to Lockport, New York. Shout out. And it just came on and I was like, holy.
Like sobbing.
Never like really listened to the lyrics, you know? I can't even think about it right now.
Cool. Oh. It's okay.
Anywho. So yeah, that's that. Anything else you'd like to talk about, like your childhood specifically? Any fun memories you can think of?
My friend's mom used to call me terrible. Yeah, oh. That was really nice. Oh, one time I went to our other friend's house and her mom, I met her for the first time and she said, I just love your size.
Oh.
And I was like, thank you. That's good for a overweight junior in high school to hear.
Were you overweight?
I was tubby. I was tubby up until like sophomore year of college.
Huh.
And then I became tubby again.
No.
And then a little less tubby.
Yeah.
We've all been our tubby stages.
Oh my God,
you know?
Ups and downs. Yeah. Downs and ups.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
But as like a 10-year-old, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was a tubby little tomboy.
That's so cute though.
I like didn't want to wash my hair ever either.
Oh.
That was a fun one.
Okay.
And if you ask David, he would say he has very specific memories of my dad brushing my hair in our kitchen. Because like our kitchen had like one of those, one of those built-in desks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And my dad would sit there and brush my hair.
Oh, pressure.
Because I never wanted to brush my hair or wash it. I just wanted to play outside.
Aw.
Yeah. True. Big tomboy here.
Big tomboy.
It's okay, though.
What your dad brushed, I mean, I think he did a really good job because it's looking great today.
Thank you.
Did he brush it today?
Yeah.
Should go home mm-hmm. for
not
him to
since,
brush it
not
for
since
the podcast?
This morning, though.
Wow.
Yeah. This was nice. After a whole day of work.
Damn.
I know.
That's impressive.
Because it is a Tuesday.
Yep. And you do benefits now.
Oh yeah, you learned that when I got here.
Learned that today. I thought Tara sold RV.
I'm literally the benefits manager at my company. That's not even close. We've known each other for so long.
I literally thought you did like, I thought you like auctioned RVs.
Well, my company auctions cars.
Okay.
An RV can be sold on the platform.
Okay, so
but I don't do any of that.
Well, it's what your company does. I thought you did that.
No.
Who would have thought?
It's a good try, though.
So, the tomboy to RV selling. So, Tara, I'm going to ask you a few other questions about your childhood.
Okay.
Because I understand that you're a tomboy.
Was
a tomboy.
I would say it still am.
Okay.
Yeah. But just not wearing my brother's clothes anymore.
That's cool. did you have any childhood pets? Do you have any cats, hamsters, guinea pigs?
I did, yes. We had a family dog.
Aw.
He was a Shetland sheepdog.
What's that mean?
He was like Lassie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we got him when he was like 6, though.
Oh.
So
did you rescue him?
No.
Oh.
Surprisingly. My parents were just like, my brother and I were begging for a dog. And they were like, this family needed to get rid of their dog because they couldn't really take care of him anymore, I guess. Okay. So we took him. And they were actually the people that told my parents about our cottage, too. So
wow.
Full circle there.
Weird.
But his name was Sir Lattimore. But we just called him Laddie.
Okay.
We didn't name him either. That's how he came. He came to
I
us
think
as Laddie Sir
Laddie. A little bit better than Sir Lattimore.
At age 6.
Yep.
But yeah, we had him for probably 6 years before he can't even say it without before he took his own life.
Can you say that again?
Oh God, it's so bad because I love dogs. But okay, this is also okay. Before he took his own life. It's so bad, but I think I was a junior in high school. No, I had to have been early. I think I was a freshman or sophomore in high school. And my brother had left a bag of chips on the ground. Mm-hmm. And this dog loved my brother, too. It would follow him around everywhere. But he tried to eat chips. So don't ever leave chips on the ground. He tried to eat the chips out of the bag, and his head got caught, and he suffocated.
No.
Mm-hmm. It was brutal. So clearly, we can giggle about it That's now, but it was so bad. Sad. It was so bad.
What kind of chips were they?
So I slept through it all. It all happened at night. My brother was out, and my dad went to take the dog out before he was going to bed and couldn't find him. Found him in the basement.
Oh, fuck.
And they even, like, buried him before I even woke up. I woke up to, like, a post-it on the mirror that my mom was like, Tara, wake me up when you get up. And I was like,
how old were you?
I was like a sophomore. So then I woke her up and she told me, and the worst part is I had to go to school that day because I had a basketball game, and, you know, like, ball's life. Yeah,
you had
to. Ball's life. And fucking Haley Schluter, that little bitch that I love you so much, she, at the middle of my basketball game that night, yells, do it for Laddie. And I'm just, like, trying not to cry on the court.
You were doing...
I was doing it for my penalty.
Cool. All right. So you had a dog, a suicidal dog.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about nicknames, and you didn't bring up.
Oh.
What?
I have something that you might want to know.
Yeah, there is something that you told me after, and now I want to know it.
Yeah. So
tell me about.
So obviously, my name's Tara.
Yes, Tara.
And my dad actually a few years ago found a list of names, potential names for my brother and I. The top three on my list were Tara, thankfully that one, Brianna. Yes. Brianna's not bad. Brianna's not bad. I could have been a Brianna. Yeah.
Girl. Name.
Isis. I'm not even kidding.
Your father wanted to name you Isis.
Can you imagine? My brothers were like Clayton and like... Riley
George.
One. And yeah, I don't remember his last one, but it was like Clayton, Riley, and something else. Mine was Isis.
Does that mean something else?
Well, Isis wasn't around back in 92.
Well, what? I've never heard that.
Well, he must have just searched like names and it came
Isis.
Yep.
Spelled the same way.
Spelled the same exact way.
Is.
Yeah. He can validate this for us if we ever wanted to get him on the podcast.
I'm sure he would never
admit that. Well, we didn't pick it, so we're in the clear.
Could you imagine if your name was Isis?
My life would have been...
Isis.
I would have had to go by my middle name.
What is it?
Murray. Oh. Boring. Isis Murray Cables. Can you imagine? Like, my dad's from Vermont. Where did he get Isis?
Isis.
Yeah, like redneck
what
Vermont.
Did your mom think of that?
Well, clearly, she said Tara's the one. So, I don't know.
That's good.
You know? Yo. I should ask them more about that.
People would not believe you if your name was Isis.
I can probably find the picture and send it in for proof.
Please send it in for proof.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's squishy, stretchy, and transforms almost anything? Foam is fun you can feel. Roll it, mold it, or cover it. That's the way you foam it. Look, now you can turn anything into a fabulous foam creation. Transform this wooden fossil into a fierce foam T-Rex. Turn this ordinary toy car into a foaming fast dragster. Or change this plain dollhouse into a foam-tastic mansion. Foam sticks to almost anything. And when you're done, squish it back and start all over, or let it harden and keep it forever. Look, clay is messy and hard to start, but foam turns fun into a work of art. Check it out. Tiny foam microbeads magically stick together and form to any shape you want. Now craft fancy foam to wear, model creepy foam critters, or build an erupting volcano of foam. Plus, mix and match colors for any design you can imagine. Create a stylish jewelry case or a funky foam vase. Foam your pencils so they're cool, or show some spirit at school. Make costume masks, even foam rainbow glass. Take foam outside and the fun will go on. Foam your bike, a scooter, a skateboard, your shoes. With foam in your hands, the fun never stops. Just ask anyone who foams, from parents to tots. Foam, it's fun you can feel.
Cool.
All right.
Anyhow. Well, you know what? I think that's a good segue.
Let's do it.
Into a confession. So, Terry, you know what I do here. I ask you, and before I ask you, I'm going to read a confession I found on the internet from a random person. And that random person we have today, okay, this was a BuzzFeed confession. which I don't think I've ever gotten one from BuzzFeed before, but this is from Dendronate. I don't know what that means, Dendronate. Okay, so Dendronate, this is a quote from him.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate.
Yeah, it's Nate. Yeah. Okay, so he says, I used to stand naked in my bedroom window and try to stay as still as possible so the neighbors would think my parents had a statue made of me. I would stand in different poses too, so they'd think there are multiple statues which my parents would rotate around the house. The way I saw it, only important people had statues built of them. I wanted the neighbors to know they lived near a pretty important guy.
Or a pedophile.
That was Dendronate. Wow. I know, I wonder how old he was.
Like, can you imagine seeing that as a neighbor? Like, now, in our age.
Right.
You just look out your window and you just see a naked child standing.
But always like also moving. In a different pose, but not moving. Just like, that really made me think of you, though.
Thank
Seems
you.
Seems like something you would do.
Really? I did have a Justin Bieber poster in my window in college. Not a poster,
a cutout.
Yeah. Remember that? People would yell at it when they would walk by.
Mm-hmm.
Was not naked, though.
Not yet.
It could have been.
Could have been. Should have been.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. So that was Dendronate's
All right,
childhood confession. So what is Tara Wisey Caples?
Yeah. Tara Caples.
What do you have to confess to the people today?
So when I was a kid.
Yes.
I was like terrified of the news.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like every night, like the family routine was like, finish your show, mm-hmm. be like, Home Improvement was done.
Of course.
Oh, JT. Mm. And they'd be like, all right, Tara, time for bed. And I'd be like, all right. But like, obviously as a kid, you don't want to go to bed right away. So Never. You would like linger. Mm-hmm. And my parents would put the news on.
What channel?
Channel, was it 4 or 9?
Nine was 9. They changed. Nine was our news.
Yeah. Our yep. news.
Okay. Rochester News.
Yeah. So. And again, it was terrified. Yeah. Like, we lived in Rochester. There was fires, kidnappings, burnings.
A lot of things. Yeah. Burnings.
Yeah. Stealings. Yeah. So I was always really scared. So I had a really hard time, like, sleeping as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, every single night I would, like, come downstairs and, like, sleep on the couch and, like, watch my parents.
Oh.
And then my mom would be like, she would, like, try to sneak upstairs to go to bed. And I would just be like, Mom, I'm still awake. And she'd be like, all right, come on. And I'd be like, girls' night.
It'd be like a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Literally, it got so bad that one night my dad was like, if you can sleep in your own bed tonight, we will buy you that slip and slide you want.
Wow.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
But anyhow, so that was mellow, okay. Believe it or not.
That's normal, I think.
Well, it gets worse.
Oh.
Well, it got worse for me. Yeah. Like the paranoia started to get worse. Okay. All because of one story.
Oh, fuck.
And it was national news for like 6 months when we were 10.
No, tell me.
Elizabeth Smart.
I don't know who that
you
is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
She ruined my childhood. Well, she had a much worse childhood. Let me start by saying that.
So she ruined your child.
Yeah, but hers was much worse. She had to go through what my biggest fears were.
Tell me everything.
My God, you really don't know this?
No idea.
Well, okay, so I confessed this to my parents probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
So my mom got me this Bringing Elizabeth Home book as a joke. She was like, this ruined your childhood. Here's a book.
Oh my God.
So that's what this book
Tara
is.
Brought a prop. I brought the wouldn't show me what it was until right now.
Okay.
Bringing Elizabeth Home. She Dave looks like produce, an American
producer
girl
Dave's
doll.
Gonna fill you in on what happened to Elizabeth Smart.
What did happen?
PG-ish version.
She is known for being abducted from her home in Salt Lake City at age 14 by Brian David Mitchell. Smart has dedicated her life to raising awareness about sexual assault, rape, and trafficking.
She was abducted, so her family had like workers working in their house, and they like broke into the back door and took her while she was asleep. And her sister saw them take her because they shared a room, and she was abducted for like 6 months. They like kept her in a tent and like did very horrible things. And here I am at 10 years old, seeing like find Elizabeth, and then we found her, and all this stuff happened. Oh, I couldn't sleep in my own bed for like a year.
Where did this happen?
Utah. Shit's crazy out there. Yeah.
Never heard of her.
She ruined my childhood. She's again, back. Hers was much worse.
Oh, well, clearly. Is she back and
doing
good?
Yeah, she's advocating now. Yeah.
Did you read the book that you have?
No. I don't want to get scared again.
You have a husband now. You can sleep with him.
He's not always home.
Oh, fuck.
But, yeah, I guess, like, someone found her because there was, like, you know, all this publicity about right. it. And then she was, like, in a bathroom. Like, she was, like, brainwashed by then. Someone no. was, like, found her. And it was only, like, 18 miles from her home or something fucked like that. Up. Yeah.
So it was workers that were working on her house, mm-hmm. and they came, like, during the night.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And took her. And her sister saw...
My sister didn't say shit.
She was young.
Well, she's a fucking bitch.
You know, hopefully I didn't make that part up. I'm pretty sure that happened.
Maybe you should read the book and then come back.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No. Don't. You can read the book. I can okay. leave it here.
No, thanks. So, I'm too scared.
Yeah. Again, not really confession. I mean, I couldn't sleep in my own bed. And yeah. Elizabeth Smart ruined Elizabeth my childhood. Yeah. And also hers.
Hers.
Was pretty bad, too.
She didn't. The people that abducted her ruined your childhood.
Yeah. It was bad. I really yeah. can't believe you don't know her.
Damn.
Yes, you weren't scared.
I watch a lot of R News back in the day.
But also, who am I to think that someone would want to take this 6 foot, right? 200-pound tomboy?
Tubby girl.
She was a beautiful young girl. No one would want to take me. They couldn't lift me.
People have fetishes.
The abductors got busted because somebody recognized them from an episode of America's Most Wanted.
Wow.
Because, yeah, again, they knew who they were. There's no one could find wanted. Them.
Is that show still on?
I don't know. I feel like there's just like other just have, like, avenues TikTok. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in it was 2002.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I was 10.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
It started my paranoia for a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I definitely did not do well.
Yeah.
She's safe. I was not.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. So my, my dad worked nights growing up, so he would sleep during the day and work nights. Mm-hmm. So my mom had this gigantic waterbed all to herself, and me and my sister would sleep in that bed every single night.
Every night?
Every night.
So were you scared, or did you just like to sleep with your mom? Well, yeah,
and then like I would sleep in the middle, and then my sister would be on the end, and then my mom would be.
Aww.
But sometimes my dad wouldn't like work, but we still wouldn't let him in the bed.
You'd be like, bye, find your own spot. Literally.
On the couch.
This is our bed. Yeah.
And I'm gonna give my sister confession up. She slept in there until she was 16 years old.
16?
But I was also like 11, so yeah, that probably wasn't even better.
No. It happens.
Yeah.
Would you call it? Well, so my mom and I called it girls' night.
Oh, no, we didn't call it that.
No.
No, we called it girls' night. Bedtime. That waterbed was huge.
My parents had a waterbed too.
We're so not nice. For a,
not. I remember it breaking when I was young.
Oh no!
90s were wild. I know. Waterbeds.
Can you imagine that? We had our water. It was so comfy,
but also so weird.
Like gross, too. Yeah, like how long is that water it's in just there? Like, yeah, I used to play on it all the time.
Yeah.
I was really scared. 90s
were weird though.
Breaking it.
Yeah.
They had it until we moved out of that house and like. Senior year of college or high school.
That's honestly impressive.
Junior year of high school.
It's probably because your dad was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, probably. I think that caused the divorce. It's too bad. Cool. Well, thanks for confessing.
Yeah.
That you're really scared of getting kidnapped. And
that's the only thing I could really think of. Kind of an open book. Do you have hot cousins? Did I ask you this before?
Do I have hot cousins? Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I would say so.
Cool. Do you have hot kissing cousins?
I wouldn't kiss them, no.
Okay.
We interrupt regular programming for this McDonald's commercial break. It's McDonald's delicious Big Mac sandwich. It's two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a sesame seed bun. And now it's only 59 cents with the purchase of any size fries and Dr. Pepper or other soft drink. 59 cent Big Mac sandwiches at McDonald's. Have you had your break today? We now return to your regular programming.
I think that would that's a nice another segue into our next segment of the podcast, which is our game.
Game time.
Yes. So our game today is just going to be a little 90s quiz that YouTube happened to have for me already made, which is really nice. I think it's just multiple actually this one, I don't think this one's multiple choice, but I'm also going to play it with you because I have not watched it.
Okay,
good. I watched like the first couple, so maybe I won't answer the first couple.
I don't like doing things alone.
Yeah, but the first couple you will. So I think it's like 9 minutes, so we'll just like edit out the good parts. All right, so,
Welcome to Mega Quiz Channel. Today's quiz is all about the 1990s.
Oh, no, this
there are 40 questions.
Okay, but it's 10 seconds, so we have to be quick.
You'll be given the
10
answer.
Seconds and quick.
Let's get started.
You got to read them.
Question one.
Oh, never mind.
What was the highest grossing movie of the decade?
Titanic?
I guess we're about to find out.
Let's go.
Titanic.
One for one,
question
baby.
Two. George Clooney starred in which 90s medical drama?
You know, what was like a huge like hospital show back in the 90s?
Was it a soap opera?
Kind
of. One of the soap...
No, it wasn't a soap opera.
ER.
Yes. ER.
Question three. In 1992, who released the song Baby Got Back?
Who sings it?
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes!
Let's go.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
All right, I think this is where I stopped.
Question four. Who was elected US president in 1993?
Was it Bush?
I have no idea. Kyle would be so mad at me.
Wait, 93, 94, 95, 96,
Clinton?
97? Clinton!
Clinton! I got Clinton before it came out!
Question five.
That counts.
What was Victoria Beckham's maiden name before she married David Beckham?
Victoria Beckham.
Bitch.
Bitch? Victoria Bitch?
Adams.
Adams, okay.
Question six. Which city were the 1992 Summer Olympics held?
We should know this right now.
Wait,
we're talking about
wasn't
it
that in New York? Wasn't
was
that like Placid?
Lake Placid? Did you say Placid?
Placid. Nope, it was Barcelona.
Question seven. Who plays Forrest Gump in the 1994 movie?
Tom Hanks.
Love you, Jenny.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Question eight. Who sang the 90s hit Mysterious Girl?
Mysterious Girl.
I don't know that song, do you?
The wrong song, too.
I have no idea what this one is.
I'm singing Pussy Candles.
Peter Andre.
No idea who that is. Peter Andre.
Question nine. What is the name of the actress who played Rachel?
Jennifer Aniston. Ooh, let's drink to that.
Jennifer Aniston. Question 10. Which 1993 movie featured a Jamaican bobsled team?
Titanic.
Titanic 2. Titanic 3D. Cool Runnings. Okay, I've heard of that. I've never watched
it. Question 11. Fraser is a 90s spin-off of which 80s TV show?
Three's Company? Cheers. Cheers sounds right. Chaz.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Cheers. Question 12. In February 1996, what game was released for Nintendo Game Boy with
Pokemon.
The main character named Ash?
Pokemon.
Ash was the main Pokemon?
No, he was the main guy.
Pokemon.
He's the guy.
It's Pokemon. Question 13.
What was the name of the sheep who was the first mammal cloned in July?
Dolly.
Dolly, that was already we played something like this before.
I know.
Yep. Jalinky.
Dolly. Question 14. What year did the Spice Girls release their first hit?
Oh, that was definitely 97.
Just seems right, doesn't 94.
It? 94.
It's got to be 96, 97.
Well,
1996, baby.
Question 15. What date did Princess Diana die?
You watched Rochester News. What was it?
It wasn't scary enough.
31st of August, 1997.
Not 1997.
Question 17. What year was the Hubble Space Telescope launched?
I wish this was multiple choice.
1992. 3. Oh, wow.
1990.
We weren't born yet.
1990. We weren't born yet.
Question 18. What UK Prime Minister resigned in
1990? Hubert Hoover.
Margaret Thatcher. Question 19. What was the name of the lead singer for the band Queen who died in 1991?
Freddie Mercury. Freddie. R.I.P.
Rip.
Fredward.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie.
Question 20. What year did the World Wide Web go live?
Oh no.
I feel like that had to have been like 95?
92. 1991.
91?
Was it?
1991. Question 21?
I think about that a lot.
What year was Euro Disney opened in Paris?
What year? This must be a European or like British quiz.
Yeah, we're not British.
I don't fucking know Disney in Paris.
Are we going to sit through all 40?
Question 22. Question 40. What 1996 movie was Macaulay Culkin paid $1 million to star in?
One Night in Paris.
Home Alone. My girl.
Thanks for taking part.
We're so confident.
Leave your score in the comments below and subscribe to Mega Quiz for more.
I was so confident on Home
so
Alone.
I was like,
easy. Duh, he's never done anything else.
So easy. So that was the game.
You guys got 16 out of 40.
Oh,
that's so
you
bad.
Kept track? I love producer
wow,
Dave.
Good job, Dave.
16 out of 40.
That's failing.
Better than 15.
Dave, what's 16 divided by 40?
Fail. 46?
I guess we'll see.
42.
Do you do a lot of math when you're auctioning off the RVs?
40%.
40%.
You know.
No.
What? No, I'd use Excel.
Let's get started with our journal. The last section. Oh.
Oh,
not that journal.
You don't want me to read?
Please.
Bring Elizabeth home?
Please don't bring her into this home, at least.
Put her back.
Yeah. All right, well, Terry, I would love for you to read a section out of my second grade journal that, as you know, I wrote in school.
Gladly.
And we had to write down what was going on in our lives. So, once again, the sentences should be numbered. Please don't read that. That'll just get too confusing. But yeah, if you want to read me the date and what happens to me on this date.
Gladly. So okay. Let's step back into January 19th, 2000.
Do you remember what you were doing on that day?
We were 8?
Yep.
No, I
nope,
don't.
Me
okay.
either.
So
okay.
January 19th, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey has an hour says, today my bus driver... Bus driver hit a mailbox. I was so scared. Another person was trying to go to work. The person's mailbox was typed. I think you meant taped?
Yep.
Typed. The person saw it. The guy's mailbox guy. The police came. These are horrible. Did you have to get a certain
you
amount of sentences? Sorry.
What was it?
The guy's mailbox. The guy's mailbox guy. The guy's mailbox guy.
Let me see.
Sentence number 5. The guy's mailbox guy. Like, you had to get a certain number of sentences.
I needed to ask. Guys, I'm sorry for doubting you. Well, sometimes when people are reading these, they can't understand
I'm very
my
experienced.
Writing. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the guy's mailbox guy, the police came. The lady that was going to work slipped. Well, the car slipped. Well, the car slipped. You're not wrong. The car did slip. That made us hit the mailbox. Okay. We got to Sohool at 9:30 a.m.
That's so much
I was so freezing. Jenna is writing this thing down.
Jenna, oh, I remember that. Jenna.
Who's Jenna?
Jenna Hecker. Oh, was I don't my know. Friend Jenna Hecker, and she was my friend.
No, I thought it was going to be Jenna Eckel.
No. Oh, Jenna Eckel.
This was good.
But, yeah. Well, was that the last sentence?
Yeah, that was it. The car slipped.
Yep. Jenna Hecker had to write a, like, a witness report.
Oh, so she had to write it all
because
down.
I think she also got, like, hurt. Because, like, the car, like, slammed into the mailbox and, like, stopped. Okay, I'm trying to remember. So, I think somebody, there was a car, and it was sliding on ice. And it was, and I think it required us somehow to have to drive off the road into a person's mailbox.
Yeah, I mean, you did say I was freezing, so I was so freezing. Yeah. So that makes sense that it was cold out.
Well, it's January. Well, it's January.
Right.
So the car slipped. The bus slipped, the car slipped. And we hit the mailbox.
The police came.
Police came. I remember. I'm surprised.
The lady that was going to work slipped too.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I didn't. I remember this part, and I'm surprised I didn't write it down. But the bus driver, it was like a kind of like a long, like where everyone's slipping, the cars are slipping, the bus is slipping, sliding, and it was. She was like trying to gain control, and she's like saying swear words, and I think I said that in my report.
You think that's like on the next day or something?
Maybe. I hope I didn't get her in trouble, though. She tried to save our lives. And yeah, if I was slipping with lots of kids, I'd be swearing, too. Shit, shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit.
Oh, these are good. I just skipped ahead.
You did? Just to see.
Giggle. And it just started with, today is freezing. I hate it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
As we learn, I do not like the cold, I'm scared a lot.
No, you just like to sunburn.
Yep, now I love the sun, and we burn.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's fun. Did you ever keep a journal?
I definitely did.
You did?
I think it's at my parents' house still.
You should find that.
I should.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, remember when you used to like sign yearbooks too?
Yeah.
Even looking back at those.
Hags.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kit.
What's Kit?
Keep in touch.
What?
Write your phone number.
Yeah, I remember the phone. I've never wrote Kit. So yes, thank you for reading that. Experiencing
thank
a day.
Thank you for letting me.
A day in 2000 and the day of me.
Well, the car slipped.
The car slipped. I hope your car
That's
never
why we
slips.
Crashed.
I hope your car never slips.
Thank you.
But yeah, I like to end with a question. And if you can go back in time as yourself, 32-year-old RV auctioneer, what would you say? What would you say to not little Tara, big Tara?
She was always big.
She was a big girl. What would you say to
Probably
big Tara?
Probably first, you don't need that fifth slice of pizza.
Oh, yes, but you did.
Oh, seriously. Yeah, you're right.
Would you try to save your dog's life?
Messed up, man. I was asleep. There was nothing I could do. My brother, that would probably be his answer.
Yeah.
Don't leave the chips on the ground.
Yeah.
PSA to everyone listening.
Fuck, don't leave your chips on the ground.
Yeah.
Because your dog will kill itself.
Yeah. I would just say, you know, stay weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep the weird people close.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself.
Yep.
All that stuff that people say.
Yeah.
But it's true. Just have fun.
Remember in 2012, the year 2012, where we made a playlist called Jiggle Fest 2012, and then we went on the trampoline and oiled each other up, and we watched all of our jiggle.
We even made a Facebook invite,
yep.
And it was Jiggle Fest, and we brought Jell-O.
Yep.
And we were in Jen Lee's mom's backyard, mm-hmm. just in our bathing suits,
yep.
jumping with Jell-O,
mm-hmm.
and going,
watching all of our jiggle as we jumped.
Just a big girl in a jiggly world.
Yes. Well, I'm thankful that you are able to give that advice to yourself to stay weird.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what makes you who you are.
Thankful that you're weird. Exactly. Sorry. My point. Thankful that you're weird and you came into my life.
Yep. Well, my parting gift to you, Terry, is one of these fun trolls.
I'm sorry, but I was picturing trolls.
What?
I don't know. I was thinking something more like...
Oh, you wanted it to be bigger?
Yeah. I'm important.
Okay, these cost money.
I'll take this one.
Really?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
It kind of looks like you.
Well, thank you, Tara, for coming on the podcast. And, guys, tell the people what they should do. Tell the people what they should do for this podcast.
Listen to it.
What
like
else?
It.
Like it.
Subscribe.
Five stars.
Mikey wants some money.
If not money, I want Mayor Byron Brown to.
Daddy wants Mayor
at least
Byron Brown on the
hear about
show.
This podcast. So
I you know, I saw him the other night.
Where was he?
At Resurgence.
Doing what? Eating?
He was walking out. He was like waving to people.
Spending the tax dollar money, I'm sure.
It was like a Thursday night. Yeah. Fuck. Right down the street.
Well, he could have stopped by and been on the podcast.
Next time we'll just bring him with me.
Yeah. As soon as he gets on the podcast is over. So.
Really?
Well, thank you guys. Please feel free to comment, like, subscribe to Childhood Confessions.
Share it.
Share it to a friend.
Goodbye.
But also follow.
And follow us.
Follow us on Instagram.
Us?
Yep, you're us. Follow us on Instagram, Childhood Confessions Pod. And I love you. And
you're an okay guy.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the people listening.
I'm done now. But my Instagram is at Tara Weiss, W-E-I-S with one S.
You should follow her to see how long
underscore.
Her legs are.
Don't forget the underscore.
Don't forget the underscore.
I've got a cute dog.
Yep.
And husband.
And vagina. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.